Welcome to the Monday Marketing Madness Podcast. You know, there's a lot of things to hate about Mondays. So, we figured, why not make someone's Monday something to look forward to? Every Monday on this podcast, we share confidential marketing secrets, innovative strategies, and growth hacks to help catapult you to entrepreneur rockstar status and grow your online business to massive new heights. Now, here's your host, Ronnie Rocksmith.
Hey everyone, Ronnie Rocksmith here with USA Digi and RonnieRocksmith.com and Coin the Rockstar Video Marketer. Welcome to my Monday Marketing Madness Podcast, where in marketing, some days can be great and some days can be absolute madness, right? So how are you today? I'm doing awesome as always, and I hope you are too. The Monday Marketing Madness Podcast is featured every Monday, unless something comes up to where we have some business to take care of, such as going out of town on business, launching a product, or getting ready for a future product launch. Listen, if you love the Monday Marketing Madness Podcast show and want a weekly reminder when new episodes go live, and you want to stay on top of what's trending in the marketing space with our latest news and marketing product reviews, then you might consider joining the USA Digi newsletter. It's free. Just head to usadigi.com/newsletter and sign up today. It's spelled usadigi.com/newsletter. Today on Monday Marketing Madness, episode 17, we're going to be talking about how to make your first 100 online. What we're going to be talking about today is actually coming straight out of my new ebook called First 100 Online Secrets. Now, you can get a copy of that today at a discount of 10% for a measly $8. And you could pick that up right now by simply going to usadigi.com/books. So if you haven't made your first 100 yet, listen up and take some notes, as this podcast may be the one thing you need to help you turn on that light bulb that's been shining them this whole time. Making your first 100 online is easy. Actually, that's not quite true. Actually, earning your first 100 online is pretty easy. And what I show you inside my ebook, First 100 Online Secrets, makes it easier. What's hard is believing you can do it and sticking with the method. Once you've made 100, then replicating the system is pretty easy. You know you can do it, your subconscious belief system kicks into place, and before you know it, pulling in 100 daily will be a pretty simple matter. It's that first step that takes some doing, so much so that I think it's easier to make 1,000, 10,000, or 100,000 online than it is to make 100. Take that first step, jump that first hurdle, and you'll never look back. The best, simplest, and easiest way to start is selling other people's products as an affiliate. There's very little risk. The setting up is quite straightforward with a little help. That's where First 100 Online Secrets comes into play. And the results usually speak for themselves. So let's start with the first 100. There's 5 chapters inside my ebook: getting started as an affiliate, choosing a ClickBank product to promote, hop links, use your own website to market the affiliate products, and how to drive traffic to your website. But what we're going to do is just touch base on the first chapter. So on this podcast, we're going to be mainly talking about getting started as an affiliate and how we can help you achieve your first 100 online. One of the easiest ways to get started in internet marketing is to promote affiliate products. This means you get a commission for each sale of the particular product that comes from your link or referral. It's definitely the easiest route into making money online. Here's a few of the benefits of doing affiliate marketing. You don't have to spend a lot of time and effort creating and marketing a product of your own. You don't have to deal with customer service and recruiting people to sell for you. All that you have to do is find a product to promote and create a website or a link pre-selling that product. Depending on what market you want to be in will determine what affiliate platform or store you want to promote. Walmart, Best Buy, Amazon, eBay, all of these places all have affiliate programs you can join. However, if you're into the internet marketing thing like me, there are many really popular platforms such as ClickBank, Warrior Plus, JVZoo, Pay.com, PayKickstart, Commission Junction, PepperJam, and countless others. And all these platforms pay a pretty good commission depending on the products you promote. Some 50%, 60%, 70%, and believe it or not, you can even get 100% commissions. When just starting out, many affiliates choose ClickBank.com to start out with for a number of reasons. You don't have to wait to get approved to promote a product. You just sign up to the platform, find a product, and generate your hop link. But some other reasons they use ClickBank.com is because they pay generous commissions and their products sell well. ClickBank describes themselves as a leading retailer of digital products. They do not sell physical products. Everything on their site can be digitally downloaded. So to explain to you how to get started in affiliate marketing, we're going to use ClickBank as an example since, in my opinion, it's the easiest. To sign up as an affiliate at ClickBank, all you have to do is go to their homepage at clickbank.com. At the top of the page, you will see a link that says Sign Up, and you click on that link to create your affiliate account. When you sign up, you need to give ClickBank your physical address because they will be mailing you a check for your commission. They do not currently have an option to pay via PayPal, but they have just introduced a direct-to-bank account system, direct deposit. So this makes it a whole lot easier if you live outside the US. They will also ask you to choose a nickname. This nickname is how to get your commissions because you're going to include it in a link called a hop link. And don't worry, it's not madly complicated. This is just a web address that people can click on that includes your nickname, so when you make sales, ClickBank knows who to pay. When you choose your nickname though, choose wisely. I talk more about hop links in chapter 3 in my ebook because they're very important. They're how you get paid. Customers will be able to see your nickname in the hop link, so keep that in mind when choosing it. Also, once you choose that nickname, you will not be able to change it later. So here's how ClickBank works. When a publisher creates a digital product that they want to promote, they are going to want as much help selling that product as possible. The best way for them to enlist an army of salespeople is to pay those salespeople, referred to as affiliates, a generous commission. Generally, they're going to pay most of the sales price to the affiliates. A product that sells for $37, for instance, will probably net the affiliate about $23 per sale. A usual commission to an affiliate ranges from 50% through 75%. If a merchant pays too low a percentage to their affiliates, the affiliates are most likely not going to feel very inspired to promote the product, and the merchant sales will suffer. There is a huge marketplace out there full of products that an affiliate can choose from when they decide what to promote. From an affiliate's point of view, it makes sense to spend their time and money promoting products that pay them well, right? So after the merchant creates their product, which is usually an ebook on any subject, but could be a service or a software or even video training, they submit it to ClickBank for approval. ClickBank will not accept any products that make false or misleading claims or which promote illegal activity like spamming. They will also review a product for quality. ClickBank's reputation is on the line with each product on their site. And it sure doesn't benefit them to accept a poor quality product that won't sell well. So let's talk a little bit about how the vendor, not the affiliates, get paid. So if someone goes to ClickBank's website, looks through the ClickBank marketplace, which is found on the ClickBank homepage, and then buys the product after clicking on the merchant's link, then the merchant gets paid 92.5% of the product minus the $1 stocking fee. So the merchant or vendor does not have to pay any money to an affiliate in that case because the customer found the merchant by themselves and bought directly through the merchant. They did not find the merchant through an affiliate or buy through the affiliate's link. However, if someone goes to an affiliate's website, which we talk more about in the other chapters, and clicks on the affiliate's link, which sends them to the merchant page and then they buy the product, ClickBank pays the affiliate their percentage, say 70% of the product price, and then pays the merchant the remaining amount they are due. It might seem surprising that merchants will pay such a high percentage of their product's price to an affiliate, but remember that this is very low overhead products, so it's easy for the merchant to be able to afford to do this. and it encourages the affiliates to go out there and sell, sell, sell. The affiliate is the one spending his or her time and or money promoting the product, and having motivated affiliates will vastly multiply a merchant's profit margin. And of course, if a merchant pays you 70% of their product sale for getting them a sale, it means they keep 30% of the sale that they wouldn't have if you weren't their affiliate. It takes a bit of getting your head around, but it makes perfect business sense. So that's going to wrap up chapter one. If you want to know how to choose a ClickBank product to promote and learn about hoplinks, how to use your website to market the affiliate products, and how to drive traffic to your website, then make sure you pick up a copy of First 100 Online Secrets at a 10% discount today by going to usadigi.com/books. That's usadigi.com/books. Hey guys, if you find value in our recordings, please consider supporting the Monday Marketing Madness podcast. This donation will help to sustain future episodes. If you're listening to this podcast on another platform besides Anchor.fm, just head over to anchor.fm/RONIE-ROKK-Smith. That's anchor.fm/Ronnie-Rock-Smith. You will find a support button next to our logo on the page in between the Listen on Spotify button and the Message button. So whichever option you choose is fine by us. We just appreciate any support we can get. And of course, you can cancel at any time. Also, stay tuned for next Monday's show, where each Monday you'll learn some new, exciting, actionable content that you can use to put forth in your own business. So that about wraps up this episode. Until the next one, thanks for your time and interest. I'm Ronnie Rocksmith with USA Digi and RonnieRocksmith.com. And Coin, the Rockstar Video Marketer, coming at you live from the Monday Marketing Madness podcast. And guys, happy marketing.